Well, folks, I'm sorry to say that as the week goes on, we're due some thundery showers, some proper rain. Mark, where would we be without good old British weather to talk about? Maybe proper rain is appropriate for this time of mourning that our nation has been through over the last 3 weeks. But do you remember how dry it was over the summer with all that heat, how our grass turned to shredded wheat, as one person I talked to put it? Apart from a few short showers here and there, there wasn't really any proper rain until the end of August. And indeed, on Thursday, the 25th of August, I went for a bike ride to Houghton Mill, and the heavens opened and the rain came down. It was wonderful seeing the big plops of rain landing in the River Ouse and thinking how much good it was doing to our crops and to all our gardens. Proper rain. In the Bible, rain is a sign of blessing. You can understand why. In the dry and dusty Middle East, rain can be a lot harder to come by, and drought can be a reality as we faced this summer. In fact, there were many times when God in his judgment withheld the rain because of people's sin. When I lived in Belgium, a song by a Christian songwriter, Stuart Townend, was very precious to me. In fact, I remember playing it on the day that my twin daughters were born. How long before you drench the barren land? How long before we see your righteous hand? How long before your name is lifted high? How long before the weeping turns to songs of joy? I wonder if you can relate. I wonder if your soul is kind of thirsty, like a dry and barren land. I wonder if, like one particular woman that Jesus met at a well, you can read about her in John chapter 4, I wonder if you've been trying to quench your thirst with relationships. But like drinking salt water, nothing in this life truly satisfies, and we only end up getting more and more thirsty. Well, here's a verse from Isaiah in the Old Testament which speaks of the blessing of God's rain. You heavens above, rain down my righteousness. Let the clouds shower it down. Let the earth open wide. Let salvation spring up. Let righteousness flourish with it. I, the Lord, have created it. Only Jesus Christ can truly satisfy. Only he can bring that proper rain that can truly quench our thirsts. Let's turn to him and look to him for the proper rain that our souls need in a relationship with him. Thank you so much for listening. And although this next song isn't quite proper rain, I hope you enjoy listening to it.